Yeah.
Not my best work, but I'm still angry. So
we can tell it's on your mind.
Yeah. I mean, some of it is a bit, but also just like I guess what it is, now that we're not actually, I mean, this will be for the patrons, but it's just like, I guess I was a little disappointed. I even said this in the Discord. I was a little disappointed that they, you know, said that they were nerfing Shadow Step to open up design space, which sure, I'm all in favor of that. And then we print more Burkle cards immediately. And it's like, yeah. I know it's probably going to take them a little bit of time. And I'm sure that they were working on that before they made the decision that they were going to take Shadow Step out and kind of open some room up. But it felt like, okay, well, here's, you know, what are we going to see? That's good. I mean, I guess the other legendary kind of gets there because you can't have that with Shadow Step. But it's also like, okay, well, we're going to dedicate this marquee mechanic to more Burgle stuff after we just did that with Imbue. And it's like, I don't know, like, can we do anything else? But, you know, I mean, why I'm not a designer.
It's the, we just gave them Imbue for me. That's really like, oh, but the Imbue already gives them like a once a turn, every turn, potentially, you know, pull a minion from another class to now also have a way where you're stealing specifically spells.
Yeah. And doubling up everything.
Yeah.
I mean, these are minions that you're getting out of the Imbue, right?
Isn't it the doubling up and the cost reduction is what makes me nervous of like, oh, this might actually be competitively viable and we will just never see the end of it, right? Because if things are close, we'll never see the end of it. If it's actually like good, like 51%.
Yeah, then forget it. That's going to be everywhere. Yeah.
Then it's, you know, it's 25% of the ladder. So
this is not the kind of Galakrond, the part of Galakrond that I was hoping to relive with.
Right.
With this.
Because remember that the Galakrond Rogue, I guess it was a little different because the mechanic there was you fucking reduce everything to zero, right? Like you draw four cards and they cost zero and one of them is Heist Baron Togwaggle. And you know, now you get a Marin treasure, you know, back when it was good to just get the one. But you would do Togwaggle scheme where you shuffle a bunch of Kronxes or Togwaggles into your deck and you're like,
I've actually blacked out all of these memories because I just remembered hating Galakrond Rogue and it being random BS and not remembering anything that it was doing.
That is more BS nonsense than this is because it includes reducing things to zero. This still includes reducing spells. And because they cast twice, you know, in some ways it's more painful because it's going to feel more like I got high-rolled, right? The other one, it's like, look, cost reduction is powerful and they are consistently doing what they are, you know, built to do, but the generation wasn't as much. This is going to be like, well, shoot, they got a bunch of spells that cost less than two or less than four or whatever. So they're just free. Yeah. And then they get to cast them twice from Sinestra. And so if they deal damage, like, it's over.
Oh, God. And jackpots and core.
Well, that, I don't think that matters.
Nah, I mean, right. You know, they need bigger cost reduction because they don't get the cost reduction on the jackpot stuff because that other stupid minion isn't there anymore. But
right, exactly. And even then, you know, you wouldn't be able to do it all in the same turn. But yeah, I think it's just that thing of like, there's going to be times where they high roll, you know, things that give them attack or things that give them damage.
Yeah.
And they're just going to make you explode from the double cast.
Plus, there's still Deja Vu and Nightmare Fuel on top of it, too. Like, I have more than once in this Legend run, I had people who were able to play Ingenious Artificer into Arcwing Pilot and then spam a full board of Arcwing Pilots and kill me before I got to do it.
Oh, geez.
And that was like, I apologize to Sidisi for every time that I've thought stolen him because I know now how much pain that is. Because I was just like, okay, that's enough Hearthstone for right now. Like, this was a tough legend climb just because of like the rogues and the whizbangs and the and the quest mages, because everybody's just got senioritis anyway with this meta on top of everything.
Well, I totally forgot about that. So yeah, I'm sure you don't run the imbue, or if you do, it's like you're not an imbue deck, right? You just run.
Yeah, you probably maybe run the weapon.
I've definitely run just the damage spell, right? Yeah. And it's like sometimes you get it, and in longer games, it gives you extra value.
You don't run the neutral minions. I doubt you do.
No, I don't. Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Like maybe if you're starved for two drops, but you never run the four drop.
Yeah. And it's like the imbue priest, how they would run just like the one that gives everyone minus two attack because it's a good effect, and because whatever the imbue hero power is better than healing your face for two in the late game anyway.
Yeah. But the thing is, just Deja Vu and Nightmare Fuel.
Yeah.
Anytime you're facing another herald deck, you'll probably be faster than them because they're going to keep a herald. And so you get to Deja Vu it, and you're going to keep any of your heralds, and you can Nightmare Fuel their herald minions out of their deck. So you're probably hitting four before them. Your Colossus is cheaper than theirs. Their stuff is more lethal, at least from what we've seen in terms of Azshara and Ragnaros. But if they're not able to sort of kill you on eight with their Colossus, you might be able to do some weird nonsense from playing an early Deathwing or, a tricked out Sinestra with a bunch of reduced cost spells. And distinctly for Sinestra versus the Death Knight one. The Death Knight one, they lose the cost health at the end of the turn.
Right. He's just, the discount sticks around.
Right. Now, if there's a change down the line, I would suggest or expect it to be reduced cost this turn.
Yeah, that would be fine. I think that would probably be better. I think the other thing is that you might be able to end up chaining the double spells, right? Because if you swipe a herald spell from them, and then you play that on the turn that you play Sinestra, then you're going to herald twice. You're going to get two more spells that are reduced. You're going to be able to play those. You're going to be able to chain a whole bunch of stuff.
Well, and you could even plan that if you're like, if you Deja Vu one of the spells, it looks like we haven't seen any of Warriors in class heralds, so they might not have spells, but so the one that you could realistically do this with is Felon Fusion, right?
Yeah.
But again, Deja Vu means like you're going from their hand, so it's like if it's in their hand, and people are going to keep heralds.
Yeah, of course you are, because you want them to happen early. And I mean, Nightmare Fuel's a minion, right? It gives it a dark gift. It has to be a minion because it gives it a dark gift.
So that's just minion, but that's good in another way because, like, well, they're going to have herald minions because at minimum they're going to have Ultraxian, Envoy of the Ends, and then whatever herald, like class herald minion. And so that's going to be a significant portion of their deck.
Those don't cast twice off the Sinestra, though, is the thing.
No.
I mean, you're probably you don't need to max it out that hard, but
it just gets you to four quickly, right? Yeah. And then maybe that gives you the leeway to save a Deja Vu spell if you're able to, that, you know, you could even prep to do, as you're saying, where it's like, now you're summoning the soldiers, which then give you more reduced spells,
and
give
they're
you
big.
More, right, give you more chances to get those four cost or less spells that cast twice for lethal or whatever.
Yeah,
it's gonna be obnoxious.
Yeah, and it's gonna take forever too, because they're gonna have to read all the cards.
I tell you reading is the
root of all evil. I'm telling you, don't learn to read, kids. It's not worth it. Just have AI do it for you.
Oh god, don't say that.
I know. I'll get clipped now, and that'll be
there. Is a
I'll get canceled.
I saw it on YouTube, the clip from The Simpsons on AI, where Lisa's like very anti AI, you know, in school stuff, and about Bart using AI to do a paper, and then Homer is like, "Dad, tell Bart why it's bad to use AI," and Homer reads an AI written statement about why it's bad.
That's hilarious. That's fantastic.
And then, you know, cut to the school, and there's this back and forth of like the teachers get AI detecting software that then the kids, you know, hack. And,
oh, God.
Yeah. And then you know, the kids start using a VPN. And like, yeah.
God, I forget. Like every 5 years, I remember that The Simpsons is still on television. And then I go watch it. And it's still like it's not as good as it used to be, but it's still fine. It's still pretty good.
I've never been that into it, but you know, every once in a while, clip comes into my world and it's like, oh man, that's pretty good.
I
South
mean, it's
Park,
hard,
same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, it's hard to live up to like you know the mid '90s episodes when they were at their heyday, but
mm-hmm.
yeah, every so often they still have a good episode. You can take it,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, South Park has really been swinging.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't do South Park anymore. Like I remember before it was on Comedy Central, like being the first time I saw it was in the comic book store that would have been my local game store when I was in high school. And they had like wheeled out a television because somebody had gotten like a VHS tape of like the first short of South Park that they were showing in there, which they probably shouldn't have been because we were all, you know, uh-huh. I mean, we were old enough, but not really. But yeah, it's like, oh, what the hell is this? And then it was like a couple years later that actually showed up on Comedy Central, but it was just like that one short, like this 1 5-minute short that we just kept watching over and over again. Cause that was all that there was.
So when I say they've been swinging, I mean like they're just going after this administration.
Yeah.
And like, maybe it's just, I'm tuned out. And so I haven't seen the times when they did such, you know, during Biden's administration or whatever. But I mean,
yeah, but that's their thing is they're going to go there. Yeah. I mean, that's also they're going to poke the bear and he's going to come after them. So.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, good on them. But, you know,
part of why authoritarian regimes hate comedians is because they don't like being made fun of. They're thin skinned. Yeah. Right. That's part of the. Going after Colbert and Kimmel and all that.
They can do because they can threaten FCC licenses. They can't really do anything about cable. So, I mean, they could, I guess, but it's harder because they can't really threaten any like regulatory things because there aren't any. So you can't go and take away their licenses.
I should probably get going because I need to get the monitor from Rachel. But one last thing, just I think potentially an epic fumble. Most people don't know that there's an actual close Senate race going on for the Texas Senate seat this year in the midterms.
Oh yeah. That interview that they kept at CBS kept off. Yeah.
They started a probe into The View after James Tallarico, the Democratic candidate. Well, he has to win the primary against Jasmine Crockett, but seems to be the front runner.
Yeah.
And has a real shot against the Republican in a state that Trump won by 14%. So he was on The View, and the FCC opened a probe into The View after his interview. And then they made CBS not air his interview on Colbert, like that they couldn't put it out there. But it was allowed to be posted on YouTube. So yeah. Colbert just did the interview and was just like, this is going to be YouTube only, but then, you know, did air a statement saying why he couldn't put on air.
How do you make some people want to watch something more than just telling them that they can't watch it? Like, what are you doing?
Effect. Isn't that right?
Yeah. Like, what are you doing? Like, it's like, you're not even good at it. Like, at least, like, if you're gonna be censorious, at least like figure that out. But it's like they're learning these things for the first time.
I want to see, because I remember checking like midday on one day, and it was like 3.4 million views, and then that night it was at like 6.7 million views, which you know, he doesn't usually get that many views for his interviews.
No. Not for the interviews, like maybe the monologue does, but like the interviews are generally like, you know, the people who are staying up that late might maybe watch it. Sometimes people will catch it on YouTube, like the actual fans, but like they're not going to, those aren't going to get passed around like that. Like,
all right.
But especially not for a politician and not a celebrity. Like, no way.
Wait, no way. It's not. Did it get taken down?
No.
No, 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 no. I must just not be able to find. Okay, no, no, no. It did not. Okay, 7.9 million views.
That's pretty good.
It was posted 2 days ago.
I'm curious what Colbert's like normal ratings are.
I think they're fine.
No, no, no. But I mean, is it like 7.9 million? Right? Like.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
And his video of why CBS didn't broadcast Stephen Colbert's interview with James Tallarico, that has 4.1 million views.
Yeah.
It's not even the interview. It's just the why.
So the Late Show averaged in 2025, averaged 2.5 million viewers an episode.
Yeah. Yeah. So he was saying, like, you know, no one would have seen it, or, you know, no one comparably. Yeah. If they hadn't tried to stifle it, and now four times as many people have seen it.
It's ridiculous.
And there's, segments being aired on like MSN and CNN about the censorship. So which just funnels more people. It's just like,
let him go. Like, no, like nobody who they care about is watching Colbert anyway. Like their people are not watching Colbert. The people who are watching Colbert are not going to learn. I mean, they may learn new information, but they're not changing their minds based on that interview alone. Like, they're probably already inclined. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Like the one 18 hours ago with Senator John Ossoff from Georgia, 419,000.
Yeah.
Right, like,
I mean, at least they're bad at this, right? That's the good news, is at least they're bad at what they're trying to do. But, you know,
yeah,
we'll see. Hopefully that this energy stays until November, and then, you know, at least gets some sort of something.
I'm not concerned about the energy lasting till November. I'm concerned about other means of.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Interference, but.
Yeah, maybe he'll maybe he'll have to watch another like equivalent of the halftime show in Spanish and, you know,
implode.
I don't know. Yeah,
but yeah. Well,
we should find someone to raid. Yeah, let's find someone to raid real fast.
Apologies for the politics, but
I mean, that's what you get. I mean, it's not like we're exactly. You know, we stopped recording. We stopped recording. I can't make words anymore. We're going to raid Ron Mexico because we haven't raided him in a while because he hasn't lined up with when we're streaming. So
I guess apologies for those who are not in the United States. Right.
Sorry that you have to deal with our crap, but, you know,
our everything.
Yeah. But. But yeah, we're going to go raid Ron Mexico. So go hang out with him, and, we will see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Bye. Bye.
They're gone.